This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN says a quarter of Gaza's population is one step from famine and aid trucks are being looted. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UN humanitarian coordinator Ramesh Rajasingham told the UN Security Council,
"Unfortunately, as grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration."
Maurizio Martina, the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, said,
"Since 9 October, the government of Israel reinforced blockade has included stopping or restricting food, electricity and fuel supply, as well as commercial goods. The entire food supply chain has been affected."
UN officials have said that the situation has gotten so bad that desperation for food has resulted in some aid trucks being shot at and looted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Yulia Navalnaya, the wife of late Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, on Wednesday said European politicians must use innovative tactics to defeat Russian President Vladimir Putin.
"We are not dealing with a politician, but with a bloody monster."
Navalnaya was addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg 12 days after her husband died suddenly in a Russian penal colony at the age of 47. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will take place on Friday in Moscow after several locations declined to host the service, his spokesperson says. Kira Yarmish says the funeral will be held at a church in Moscow on Friday afternoon. Many Western leaders have said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. Yarmish says most venues said they were fully booked, and some refused when they heard Navalny's name.